Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thank you for checking in with us for this Friday, April 13th, 2012. This is our 500th podcast. Well, we've made it to 500. I guess we should be celebrating or something. Maybe I'll have an extra Mai Tai down on the beach this weekend. Anyway, hope you're having a great week. We got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be talking about whether or not you come to Hawaii to simply relax or explore and be active. We're going to discuss that. Also got some Hawaii vacation news and also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you've been thinking about coming to Hawaii and wondering what the costs are, we're going to show you some sample trips and give you some ideas of what things are costing for Hawaii. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. Well, there's a lot going on if you're going to be here in the next couple of days here on Oahu. The Dalai Lama is in town. He's going to be at the Stan Sheriff Center at the University of Hawaii, April 14th and 15th. April 14th, they still have tickets. It's at 1:30 p.m., but the April 15th show is apparently sold out. Also, the HIF Spring Showcase is here. If you want to get a real flavor of what's happening here in Hawaii and the local culture, you might want to take in a couple of the films that are from the Hawaii Film Festival Spring Showcase. It'll be happening here April 13th to the 19th, and it's at selected theaters. I'll put a link on our website, and you can get a feel for some of the films that are coming out of Hawaii. And I think everybody will find something that they like there. So you definitely want to check that out. Another thing that's happening this weekend is Eat the Street, West Side. This is where food vendors get together, and they usually get pretty large spaces for them. And there's lots of Hawaiian food. There's Mitsubi, there's Inferno's Pizza, there's Leonard Malasado's. And this weekend, it's going to be out in Kapolei. So if you're going to be in that area, in the Kapolei area, which is a little bit far from Waikiki, to be honest with you, but some people do go to Kapolei, for instance, if you're going to go out to the Premium Outlet Mall out there, which is always good to do. A lot of great deals there. So those are some happenings that are going to be going on. There's a few other things, and I'll get some links on our website for you, and you can check that out. You can do that at hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. And another Whole Foods is opening up here. You know, when that happens here in Hawaii, it's a big deal. And they're opening up a store over in Kailua. And I know that one of our bloggers is going to get over there, and we're going to be talking about that. It'll be a blog. Speaking of the blog, if you haven't checked it out, you should. Our blog is hawaii-aloha.com/blog. We've just got some great articles in there and stories, all written by people from Hawaii about Hawaii. Great article about the history of the Hanalei Pier over on Kauai is in today's blog. And we just did one also on Save Haleiwa Farmers Market, because when you come here, you know, it's always good to go to the farmers market. There's one on the North Shore. We talk about that this week on the blog as well. Also, Maui's Molokini Magic. You know, if you're going to go to Maui and you're going to do some snorkeling, which is something we highly recommend, you want to snorkel out to Molokini. There's lots of ways to do it. We talk about that on the blog, as well as navigating the bus here in Hawaii. There's a brand new app for the bus system here, and you want to check it out. It's called the Bus App. It zooms through Oahu, and it gives you a number of options and opportunities to explore the island. Just a lot of great stuff on our blog. Check it out, hawaii-aloha.com/blog. I love that article on there. There's an article on the blog about awa bars. So, you know what kava is. That's that plant. It's a root. It's processed. And in ancient days, it was considered like a narcotic beverage. So check out that. There's tons of other articles and great information. And thank you, big mahalo to Alyssa, who's our blog editor. She does a fantastic job. Okay, let's talk a little bit about some news that we have here. There's a new 511 information service that's going to be coming to Oahu. And this is going to help tourists and, of course, locals, commuters as well, because they're going to be able to speak into the system to get information on traffic and quickest routes and weather conditions and stuff like that. It turns out that, and I was really interested to see this, the Star Bulletin rated Honolulu as the number one longest drive in the U.S., with L.A. coming in second and New York coming in fifth. I find that hard to believe, but I guess it's true. Thursdays is apparently the worst day to be in traffic in Honolulu between 5 and 6 p.m. It's also the worst week for commuters. Brings the average commute time to 40 hours per week. That's a lot. Imagine adding 40 hours to your work week just because of your drive. That's just too much to believe. Well, then I think we need this program, this 511 thing. So we'll be keeping an eye on that and seeing when that rolls out. Also, Sheraton is offering sailing canoes now from the Keahu Bay Resort. And this is kind of cool. You know, we see it down in the Aulani. We went on that, the sailing canoe. It's a replica of an actual sailing canoe. They're a lot of fun. It's going to also be sponsored by the Nakoa Foundation. And those folks are going to be your guides on it. And the excursions are going to set sail every Tuesday and Thursday for hotel guests. And the takeoff time is around 11 o'clock. And there's 12 people that can go on the maximum capacity. And they also combine it with a 50-minute walking tour, which is kind of nice. So we'll be bringing you more information about that. If you want to find out more, drop me a line, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. By the way, I want to welcome all of our listeners from all over the world, especially the folks from Saudi Arabia. I see you keep downloading it, but you still haven't emailed me. So please email me. I'd like to know where you're from and why you enjoy the show. And any of you who listen to us, it's very heartwarming if I get a little email from you. Let me know you're listening. I know there's a lot of you because we do see the downloads. So please get involved with us. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know how I can make the show better. And also, let me know some things that I can help you with. If you're planning an itinerary, you need a second opinion, you want me to comment on something that you may be planning on doing here, just give me a shout out. Bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Okay, now there's this place on the Big Island. It's called the Volcano House. It's in a perfect location. It's really the only resort that's in there that is right on the crater rim. And for years, this place has just deteriorated. One of the reasons why is because the state was running things. Well, it turns out that now there's a new contract on the property, and they're going to be renovating it and spending money on it, and they've been working on it, and it looks like it's going to be finished in 2013. And I remember the last time Yalene and I stayed there, the odor of the place was so strong because they had a fire burning for, what was it, 75 years or something, and they never put it out. You could really smell it. The rooms were really very marginal. I couldn't even recommend that people stay there. But it really, for location-wise, to, you know, just a night, it was really not too bad. You know, it's okay. You can get by with it. But it was really, really old, ancient. And the renovation is going to focus on the guest rooms, the public spaces, the restaurant. And it's actually a historic site. And so they're going to restore it, do some restoration there. Now, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it's done. And the people that are taking it over, the Ortega National Parks, the people that did the same, the ones at the Ortega National Parks, and they've done a lot of concessions, including Bandelier, White Sands, Muir Woods, Carlsbad Caverns, and Death Valley Park. So they're bringing in a pretty good group to do it, and also working with locals. They're going to turn it into a great place. It was actually built in the mid-1800s. And I believe that Mark Twain stayed there and Queen Liliuokalani. So it's a lot of rich history. So, you know, that'll be kind of a historic place to stay. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. You know, most of what we do here is help folks plan their Hawaii vacations. And one of the most common things we hear and questions we have is about how active you should be when you come to Hawaii on your vacation. You know, do you come to Hawaii simply to relax or to be active and explore? And I was reminded about this again last night when I was thinking about how active people get when they first get here to Hawaii, because very often what we'll do is we'll book an activity the first day folks get here. Like if you're coming to Oahu, we'll book an early morning activity, like around 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, Because guess what? Everybody comes over with a little bit of a jet lag issue, and they're up early. Everybody is up early when you first get here just because of the time change. Remember, we don't go to daylight savings time, and from the East Coast, it's either 5 or 6 hours, and then from the West Coast, it's either 2 or 3 hours, and, you know, everything in between. So, but you're going to gain time when you're coming here to Hawaii. There's no doubt about it, and it does mess up your circadian rhythms. So I put the question out on our Facebook page, and I got some interesting answers, and I want to give out some shout-outs as we go through some of these. But mostly, the consensus was that people like a balance between the both. And obviously, that makes the most sense. Mirthful Blue, she's one of our Facebook friends, she said 80% active and 20% relaxing. From Ontario, it's a bit far to come and veg on the beach. That's what last-minute cheapo Caribbean all-inclusives are for. Plus, the range of activities, according to my interests, in Hawaii are much greater in Hawaii than most Caribbean or even Mexico locales, and more accessible. So for the time and distance and cost to travel to Hawaii, I have a hard time doing nothing. And that certainly makes sense. And I think that's pretty much the consensus from folks. Charlene said, I like to explore what the beautiful island has to offer and take in lots of beautiful pics and memories. Atazaz says when he comes to Hawaii, he hasn't been here, he wants to be actively exploring. And Michelle Turner says she goes to relax. I've been there 4 times. I love to just stay at the hotel and just chill out. Carol says, explore, shop, and take pictures and cuisine. So, you know, I guess it does make sense to have a nice balance. And I've talked to folks who like to do both. But most people, what we caution people not to do is to get too overambitious with the itinerary. So we like to talk about some of the things that you really want to do and some of the things that you must do. And then we kind of narrow down the list a little bit to see what makes the most sense and not overwhelm you, not do too much. Because you can get to the point, I think, where you get way too much scheduled. I've had people have to cancel at this last minute just because, and then it's always tough to get a refund. Don't be overambitious. Make sure that you really narrow down because you can't do everything while you're here. Also, if you're doing multi-island trips, try to do 3 to 4 days on each island so that you have enough time to really take it all in. That's, you know, very important. Anyway, hopefully that helps you out if you're planning a trip here. And give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. We like to get to know you personally and try to understand what it is you're really trying to get out of your Hawaii vacation and then make a recommendations along the way. There are just so many things to do in Hawaii, and I agree. I mean, it's much different than going to an all-inclusive destination like Mexico or the Caribbean. Because when you do those, you go and you just stay in the hotel and everything revolves around the hotel. And a lot of times, in a lot of cases, people don't even feel safe leaving those resorts and doing things on their own. So it's really important to understand that Hawaii is the kind of destination where you are going to, in most cases, get out and do stuff. That's what we do here. You know, it's so beautiful and there's so many places to explore and there are so many variations of activities. You just really can't go wrong. So definitely give us a call. We'll figure it out for you. We'll help you plan that perfect Hawaii vacation itinerary. You know, we've got a lot of specials and you can save $500 right now with a vacation with Hawaii Aloha Travel. And we have sample pricing starting at $876 a person. And that's a 7-night trip. And if you get over to our website, right on the homepage, you'll see our specials and the deals that we have. Right now, you can get $125 off on any vacation that's $1,500 to $3,499. Listen to this. You get $250 off for a vacation of $350 to $699. And $7,000 or more, we're going to give you a $500 discount. And $7,000, I know, sounds like a lot of money, but if you're a family of four traveling from the East Coast, you're going to spend more than $7,000 to come to Hawaii. So that's a great deal. Please get over to our site and let us help save you some money on your next Hawaii vacation. Let's get on to talking more about some packages. We got a few here. First one is for two people. They're going to be traveling from McClellan Airport. Wow, I don't see that airport very often. That's near the San Diego area. They're going to be coming here July 7th to the 13th. and stay, and they're actually going over to Kauai. They're staying at the Kauai Beach Resort. Total package price on this one, $31.57 for a week in July. An excellent package. Want to thank these folks, Mark and Jessica Schwartz. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii, Nate. Thank you so much for being part of our company. We do appreciate it. And to Abby. Abby is the agent that put that one together. She's over at Extension 23. Okay, another package here for two people. This is a multi-island trip. Love to see these. They're going to be leaving June 22nd to July 4th. Two people traveling from Lexington, Virginia. They're going to be staying on Oahu first. They're going to be staying at the Queen Kapi'olani in a city view room. And then over on Maui, they're going to be in the Royal Lahaina in an ocean view room. They've got the cocktail cruise in there. They've got a dollar rental car. Actually, they're going to be doing a Jeep Wrangler. We also have the Atlantis submarine built into this one. So lots of activities. We were talking about that before. And this is the kind of itinerary that, you know, really is helpful to get somebody involved in. Total package price on this, $5,766. $5,766 for two people. Congratulations to the Britons. Kevin and Christy, welcome to our Ohana. We do appreciate your business, and thank you for booking with Hawaii Aloha Travel. Thank you to Jesse. Jesse is over at Extension 42. Yeah, she's at Extension 42. Next package is also for two people traveling from San Diego to Kauai and also coming to Oahu. These folks are going to be headed here June 6th to the 14th. They're first staying on Oahu at the Pacific Beach Hotel in a partial ocean view room. They've got the leg greeting and transfers. And then over on Kauai, they're going to be staying at the Courtyard Kauai Coconut Beach. They've got the mid-size car with that, and we got them a reduced rate. And look at this price, a great price, $3,058. $3,058, an excellent trip here and a great deal. Congratulations to Ricky and also Lynn. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii'i, and thank you for being part of our Ohana. And a big mahalo to Tara. She put that package together. Get a hold of Tara. She does a great job. She's over at Extension 36. Awesome package. And if you're planning on booking a Hawaii vacation, just give us a call. 1-800-843-8771. Make sure you reach out to me. Would love to hear from you. I'm on Twitter at Aloha Bruce. You can also find us on Facebook and LinkedIn and pretty much everywhere. So please check us out. Make sure you check out our videos too. Mr. Bruce One is my channel. Or you just go to our website and click on the videos at the top. It's under blogs and podcasts. And check out all the information we pump out here every day. We love creating content and we love sharing it with you. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, I'll say aloha and mahalo.